gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, you are listening to Broken But Glorious.
Hulk Hogan, Hollywood Hulkster, whatever they call you, I'm coming after you, you coward.
Hello everyone, this is Oliver Newman, author of A Fan's Perspective 2016, What a Year to Be a Fan of WWE, and A Fan's Perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling, both available on paperback and Kindle via Amazon now. And I'm a proud member here at Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast. And on tonight's show, it's going to be an interview, and it's going to be with Corey Johnson, one half of The Usual Suspects, and that is Suspects with a Z.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah, I'm glad I did, in all honesty. I've seen you live, Corey. You know, I don't want to be messing up anything.
It's best not to. I'm only joking. I'm not as bad as everyone makes out.
Yeah, well, I've known you for a long time, so we can have a bit of banter and stuff, and it's all good. Thank you very much for taking the time out this evening.
Thank you for having me.
You're most welcome.
I've been wanting to get on here for a while now.
Yeah, you have, in all honesty. But I'm a difficult man to pin down, so...
It's all the book sales that you get, man. We don't know you anymore.
I've lost my roots, haven't I, really? You know, back in the day when we used to chat at wrestling shows, and now I'm above and beyond it on already. But in all honesty, it kind of should be you in that instance. I've seen how many promotions you work for and worked for in the past, and I'm sure you will in the future.
I'm hoping to get more this year.
You know, you've been with Slam Wrestling for so long. Who's been some of your favourite wrestlers that have come through the door, either from a foreign perspective or from a British talent perspective?
Is that in Slam or with, in general?
The question was about Slam, but you can answer it in general if you want.
I mean, I've had some good times with Slam. I mean, I've had some awesome matches with Leighton Cole, CJ Rawlings as well. Like, when CJ first come to Slam, I was one of his, I think I was his first program. So, like, we worked together for like 3 or 4 months all over the country. Who also had great matches with it. Again, Nashrin, my tag team partner. You know what?
It all goes full circle, doesn't it?
Yeah, like Nathan. Charles Kelsey, back when I was green as grass, looked after me, and back then I thought I was having great matches with him. Another guy that I've been in the ring with at Slam, and it was an honour, and to me it was a big thing, because when I got into wrestling I watched a lot of his stuff. It was Johnny Storm.
Wow.
I got in the ring with Johnny at Slam, I think it was twice, maybe.
Oh, okay.
Johnny's just so cool there to be in the ring with, though, because you just don't know he's there. And it sounds bad, but, like, it's just natural, like, you being in the ring with anybody, but Johnny's just, like, different level.
Yeah.
Johnny was a great talent. Who else? I've had the honour of, like, you know, sitting backstage and having Al Snow plan a match with us.
Wow. Yeah,
and that was great. Like, the way he just describes things, like, over here I'll be like, yeah, okay, we'll give him a beat down or whatever, blah blah blah. He'll be like, grind him, and I said, what the hell, what's he mean by grind him? Do you know what I mean? We've had some great talent come through, man. We've had some really good memories with Slam. Like, we've had some great venues, big shows, and that's probably it, man. Even 2K, me and 2K go back. I mean, the first couple of times we wrestled each other, both of us didn't have a clue. We was hiding under the ring, playing chasing and stuff. But now we can go out there and we can wrestle, and it's just great.
Yeah. I think you might have already covered this question, but who are some of your favourite people to work with?
Well, if I start from the beginning of my career, it would have been with Marshall X when I first started out on shows. Leighton Cole. was great to be in with. Eddie Woods, part of Slam. Just love being in with him because we're good friends in outside of wrestling as well. Like we can talk to each other. We can get on with it in the ring. Liam Roberts, great guy. Fun to work with. Luke Casimir, he's a product of the Slam Academy. When I took over at the Slam training on a Thursday, he's there in and out, and we just run together. Like, we worked each other about 3 or 4 weeks ago, and we had like a 27-minute match.
Wow.
That was great. I said CJ Rollins, my favourite opponent with Slam. Do you want to know more like with Slam or throughout my career in general?
Throughout your career in general is fine, to be honest.
Another good, Steve Valentino, man, really shocked me the other week. You know why? Because I've known Steve, I used to watch Steve as a fan back at Phoenix Pro Wrestling, PPW in West Brom.
Yeah, where you met me.
Yeah, and we'd never been in the ring together, like we'd never done a tag match, a rumble, you know, we'd never stepped foot in a ring together. And we went out there and we had a fun match, that was great. The Hunter Brothers, great opponents. I've been lucky to go in there. Johnny Storm, great. That's probably about it, to be fair.
Yeah.
Dan Maloney. That was it. I worked down in a cage this March, and it was just fun to be in there with. Like, yeah. me and Dan are friends, and again, me and Dan understand each other. Like, we get on,
mm-hmm.
And you know, like some of the stuff, like the way we was hitting each other, like we was hitting each other hard, and we're never gonna get upset with each other because we're pals. Do you know what I mean? I just felt sorry for the other guy that was in our match as well because our adrenaline just kicked in onto him.
Yeah.
So we were both just chopping him, and it was fun.
Yeah, I bet it was.
It's crazy because, like, seeing how, you know, Dan's got, we've been doing the WWE UK stuff as well.
Mm-hmm.
It just makes me realize, it's one reason why I liked working him, because, you know, it's great to be in there with.
Absolutely. I mean, I saw his debut match with Tyler Bate, ironically, at Fight Club Pro. It was on like a dark match kind of thing.
Yeah, and I think I might be there for that show.
Yeah, the quality of that match for two people who were debuting was pretty incredible, to be honest.
Yeah, and people spoke about that match for a long time, man.
Yeah, they had talent then, and then obviously they've gone on to WWE UK, and for Dan Maloney to be a fellow Brummie makes me really proud.
Yeah.
And obviously for Tyler as well, seeing his debut.
Yeah, Tyler's great, man. I never forget when I first seen him at AWW.
Oh, okay, he was at AWW.
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I seen him at AWW, and then went to see him at the NSW training with Ryan and Pete.
Mm-hmm.
And just seeing him develop, man, it's crazy. And with Dan, how two young guys can have so much talent.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean? It's like they get it from the moment they walked in, they got it.
You say you've mentioned the Bruiserweight Pete Dunne, you know, a little bit earlier as well, and obviously that's another guy who just gets it.
Pete's always got it.
Yeah.
Like, that's my opinion. Like, I remember booking shows with Pete and them on, and Pete was always my favourite guy, man. I never forget once, like, I booked him versus Eddie Dennis, and I forgot to turn the main lights on in the venue, and it was just like dim lights, and he was like, they put up on YouTube as a legit dark match. And there's, I think they was obviously taking the piss of it, but him and Eddie, man, him and Damo working together as well, him and Ryan.
Yeah.
Pete, man, like, from that moment I first seen Pete, I was like, wow. And there's a video on YouTube of him versus Ryan Smile still.
Yeah.
And it was from the first time I've ever seen him, and that's one of my favourite videos I've seen of a wrestler. Pete's awesome talent, man. I'm just glad they're all coming from the Midlands.
Yeah, exactly. Another one that's from Birmingham. So, as a Brummie, watching the WWE UK Championship Tournament, I was so proud. I mean, I think 8 out of the 16 were from the Midlands, which is just amazing.
It's just great for us, man. Like, I went to the last.
Well, it's something that's attainable, isn't it? You know, obviously, you know, you know, a little bit earlier on in stuff when I was writing in 2007, and you'd say, oh, you're going to be on a WWE UK show, people think you're crazy. But it is actually attainable for you if you become, you know, the best that you can be. There is an opportunity to be on WWE UK and NXT, and you just don't know, do you?
No, it's true. And I mean, I was even at the last FCP show when Trent Seven got on the mic and he says, you've now made, like, you know, Wolverhampton, part of the Midlands, the wrestling capital of the UK.
Mm.
And I thought to myself, you know what, yeah, because Fight Club Pro are doing big things.
Yep.
They've got all the people at their training school, do you know what I mean? They all live together. And if you look around, like...
They ran the NEC, Corey, do you know what I mean?
I was there when they were drawing 70, 80 people in the planet.
Yeah.
And it's just great. But they all get it, like, and like, none of them, like, ever forget where they've come from. Like, I speak to Pete as when I see him as much as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Say hello to Tux. Surprisingly, I've seen Tyler Bate up at a nightclub in Birmingham a couple of months ago and we was doing the Macarena together.
Yeah, I remember seeing you talk about that on Facebook.
but you know what it is as well? These guys are just, they're good people as well. Like, with Pete's a nice guy. Like, he will give you his honest opinion. He will help you and give you, you know, great feedback. And Tyler, great guy, well managed, you know what I mean? Like, I've met some of his family in the past, and his mum's a very nice woman. His dad, I met him once or twice at shows. His sister, great. And same as Dan Maloney. Like, I say, my favourite person I've ever met in wrestling, yeah, is Bev, Dan's mum. They're awesome people, do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, they come from good people, and I wish them nothing but success.
I think, you know, it goes back to my interview with British wrestling veteran Dean Allmark, and he said that, you know, the best, you know, the wrestling situation is to be surrounded by good people, you know, because obviously the bad apples kind of spoil the bunch and stuff, but if it has the good people, and, you know, the Tyler Bates, the Pete Dunnes, the Dan Maloney's, like you said, when they are getting success, it shows that you can be a good person in professional wrestling, and you can get far because of it. So
yeah, I mean, it's just like, even backstage, like, I've been at shows backstage, and even Mark Andrews, before he went to TNA, you know, obviously he worked for me at Next Level Wrestling and with Abbas at New Scene Wrestling, and even Eddie Dennis. All those guys are just like happy, and like, you can see why, like, it's just like that group of, like, I call them the Defend Lads.
Yeah, like, Defend Indie Wrestling.
Yeah, or the Attack Lads, so to speak. Like, the Attack Lads and the Fight Club Pro Lads.
Yeah.
They're a good bunch of lads, and they've all grown together, and, like, I wish them nothing but success, like it says. But, like, it's just great. Like, you surround yourself by with positive people, and you'll get far, and, you know, they'll do it.
See, that's the kind of message we want to send out, Corey. It's only taking you an hour and 41 minutes to come up with it.
No, it's just, like, I wish, like...
It's true, though.
I mean, yeah, like, don't get worried. I mean, wrestling's supposed to be fun.
Exactly.
And if you can have fun and make money at the same time, and yeah, you can listen to the same guys that have done that before you, do you know what I mean? Like, they're great.
Yeah.
Like, I'm nothing but success for all the boys. Even the guys I haven't even had a look at yet.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some great talent coming up in the country, do you know what I mean? Just want to wish them all the best.
Well, absolutely. I think it's a great time to be on the British wrestling scene, in all honesty.
Oh, yeah, it's the best I've seen it. Like, I've been involved in it now for 8 years, and it's just great, man. Like, whether they're in Norwich with WAW, smashing it to pieces, they're in London for Rev Pro, Fight Club Pro in Wolverhampton.
Yep.
Even slamming Canuck when they draw 400 or 500 people.
Yep.
Do you know what I mean?
It is Frantic from the Proteus Wheel speaking, and you are listening to the Broken But Glorious Podcast.
You know, what's your favourite wrestling match as a fan? Yeah. Obviously, you said that the match that got you into it was Triple H, Stone Cold Steve Austin from No Way Out 2001, Three Stages of Hell, but... has there been another favourite wrestling match that you've watched as a fan from that moment?
I think because I've watched that many, it's just crazy. Like, there's some that I've watched live, like, in person, and they've been great.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, surprisingly, one of my favourite matches I've watched is one I promoted myself.
That's no surprise at all.
No, I'm not saying it's a brag. It was World Boar versus Ryan Small versus Mark Andrews.
Okay.
There's a highlight video to it on YouTube as well. It's just a fun match to watch at the time. That's one of my favourite, but it's just hard to say which one of my favourite matches. You know what? I think CM Punk versus John Cena.
Yeah. Good choice.
Money in the Bank.
Yeah, Money in the Bank 2011.
Great. Yeah, that one was...
The booing of John Cena on the entrance, man.
Yeah.
You could just feel the hatred, couldn't you?
Yeah, it was just because Chicago is just one of those towns.
Exactly.
Like, I mean, another fun match. Oh, you know what? Probably the best, my favourite match I've watched in recent years is Jericho versus Omega from this year.
Yeah, fantastic match.
That was great.
I bought Wrestle King. I bought New Japan Pro Wrestling World just to watch that match, and Wrestle Kingdom 12 with it as well. Fantastic. Yeah, definitely.
And then it was the Golden Lovers versus the Young Bucks.
Yeah, that was an incredible match.
That was. I mean, I'm a big fan of the Bucks.
That's probably the best tag team match I've ever seen.
Yeah, it's up there.
Definitely.
That was great, man.
Yeah.
That's pretty much about it, because I think because I watch that many, I don't really take them all in, so to speak.
Yeah.
But like, again, probably one of my favourite matches of all time is TLC at Mania.
Yeah.
That was great.
WrestleMania 17.
Yeah, Cena versus Edge, TLC maybe, where Cena choked him out with the STFU.
Unforgiven, I think, maybe. Yeah. I don't think I've seen that match, but yeah.
That was another fun match for me.
Yeah. Carry on.
That's it.
Okay, just a segue into what's your favourite match that you've watched as a wrestler?
As a wrestler?
Mm-hmm.
On a show, like Pig Med through the curtain, or...?
Whether you've watched... Yeah, you can say, like, a live show and stuff, yeah, definitely.
Ooh. I don't know. Do you never see me when I'm backstage? I'm either pissing about or just getting changed, doing shit or messing about.
I can't say I've seen you backstage, to be honest, Corey. I tried to stay in front of the curtain.
As a favourite match to watch as a wrestler?
Yeah.
Oh, damn. I don't know. It's hard to answer.
It's took me an hour and 46 minutes, but you're finally speechless. I'm going to score one in the win column for that, I think. What would be your dream tag team match, first of all?
So the Suspects, it would probably be, well, to be fair, I'll be honest with you, the Young Bucks.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
That's the match I'd want to see, Matt, I'd want to have.
Yeah.
It's because I look like, I'm a big fan of them. Like, I just love it, because they're just so cool to watch.
Mm-hmm.
That'd be that. Don't have any more.
And
I just start the New Day.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool as well.
That'd be great.
And a dream match for you as a singles wrestler?
Triple H. And Owens, I'd love to do that.
Yeah.
Kevin Owens.
That'd be a pretty cool match.
Hulk Hogan too.
Fair enough.
Hogan makes the guys match.
So, you know, any plans for the usual suspects with a Z going forward?
Not at the moment. I mean, there's talks about us starting like a video diary.
Oh, okay.
Of the weekends. Mm-hmm. When we actually get to work with each other. Planning on some new merchandise.
Yep.
We haven't done too badly with our merchandise. T-shirts and photos and whatever.
Yep.
My name is to just get out there more. I mean, we've got some bookings coming up which we can't announce yet, obviously, because we want the company to announce them first.
You've said that twice now, Corey. Stop teasing me.
But obviously, we'd like to talk some more tag team gold. I mean, we're the longest reigning slam tag team champions.
Mm-hmm.
I think we had them from last August till 2 weeks ago.
Oh, wow.
2.5 weeks ago, so we had a good run with them.
Yep.
It's just get on more shows, get our name out there, and just show people that we're not just, you know, the same average tag team that some people might think that we are. Mm. That we're not the big, but we're not a team that wears boiler suits to try and be scary. We are a grimy, in-your-face, working-class bad boys, and we like to brag about, you know, so we've got, you know, how much we've got each other's back and where we're from and this, that, and the other. Because like, that's a big part of our character, and that's the main plan now, to show people what our characters are.
So that all you have to do is put it on a t-shirt, really.
Yeah.
Yeah, that might be a good, you know, a bestseller. So yeah, obviously we've talked about Usual Suspects. Is there a future for you as a singles wrestler? Or are you going to concentrate on tag team wrestling
at this moment in time? I'm not really trying to take bookings if they don't involve Nathan.
Oh, okay.
If they've been spoken about before the Suspects, and I've said to them, okay, yeah, I'll do them in the future or whatever, I'll stick to my word.
Yeah.
But like, the Suspects are a big part of what I want to do at the moment. I mean, there's nobody like us. So, I mean, if you used to put us in singlets, we're just like another tag team.
Mm-hmm.
I know Nathan's got my back 100%, mm-hmm. and I've got his back 100%. I'm just hoping that we can just move forward together and just literally just show people that we're not just, again, a normal tag team, that we are. I want people to know in the ring that we're not just a tag team too. Like, I want them to know that they can tell through our character that we are best friends.
Yeah.
So that's it, and just get more out of what we can do.
That's fair enough. I noticed when we were talking and stuff that there was a big gap between, I think, 2014 and you joining with Nate in The Usual Suspects. I think that happened in 2015. So is there anything you want to talk about between that time?
Well, between 2014 and 2016, I only worked for Slam.
Oh, okay.
Like, I only made it clear that I only wanted to work for Slam.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of that, then that's fine.
Yeah. But then with The Suspects, obviously, starting at the beginning of last year, obviously through meeting Nathan at Coventry Pro Wrestling.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think there's much that we haven't covered too, you know. But
I think we covered it.
A break, like, I got into employment again, and more jobs that I quit just to wrestle.
Yeah, fair enough. You've got to have money to pay for your habit, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, wrestling is probably the most. I've never ever once touched a drug in my life, and wrestling is probably the only thing that I've ever been addicted to.
Yeah, that's fair enough. What advice would you give to people trying to break into the wrestling business?
Listen, be a sponge, literally, and when you get into a place, absorb everything. Absorb all the bad, absorb all the good, and just get professional gear, and invest in a camera, and never be scared to ask people
mm-hmm.
what they think.
Yeah.
And carry a notepad of some sort, and just, obviously, when you've had your matches or whatever, speak to your guy and say, you know, what can be improved, this, that, and the other, and just things that I didn't really do, so to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously, I've only started doing it over the past so long.
Yeah.
But that's pretty much it. Just listen, and again, surround yourself with positive people, and positive results will come.
Yeah, that's fair enough, and that's a really good message.
And also another thing as well, like,
you sound like a self-help guru as well. That could be another gimmick.
Don't start these gimmicks. Don't be scared of upsetting people, neither. I mean, this is a business, and with business, the main thing is to make money.
Mm-hmm.
And you might not make money in the first year. You never do a business.
Mm-hmm.
Always just think of yourself as a product. And just keep building yourself, and don't be scared of advice or people's opinions. But also, don't be scared of telling people, you know, no. Do you know what I mean?
Mhm. I'm thinking at this point I should be taking notes. So if you just let me get a pen and paper. So yeah, as we approach the 2-hour 7-minute mark, you've now taken over from the longest interview ever. Congratulations on that, Corey.
Who have I been?
Steve Valentino and
oi oi
and you've beat British wrestling veteran Dean Allmark as well.
Wow, and I bet you Dean had some great stories, man.
Definitely.
I actually had a seminar with him in 2013 for Slam.
Yeah.
Wow, what a guy to learn off, man.
Definitely.
I mean, I always watch. I'm a big fan of his, you know, his All-Star Move of the Week.
Yeah.
Like, you remember the Back to the Valentino match where we teased the armbar finish nice and early?
Mm-hmm.
And I reversed it into the headlock from the leg scissors?
Mm-hmm.
I stole it off Dino. I stole it off that.
I'm sure he'll love that.
Oh, Dean's awesome. I love him.
Yeah.
Right? I mean, I've never had a chance to really work shows with him or speak to him too much, but... Never forget being at holiday parks, or you know, when I was a kid, or watching the Dudley Town Hall for All Star. Dino is, you know, the name I can remember.
He was a fantastic interview.
I can imagine. I have to give it a listen. I didn't realise until just.
Yeah, fantastic interview. So, just as we're finishing up, I think we've done everything that we needed to do, and I need to go to bed. I'm done now, Corey. You've outlasted me as well. So yeah, just in closing, is there any social media you'd like to promote?
Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram is at Corey Johnson Pro.
Mm-hmm.
And then Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for the Usual Suspects is Usual Suspects with a Z.
Of course.
TT.
Mm-hmm.
And then there was obviously
suspectsmerch.bigcartel.com.
Mm-hmm. That's where obviously all your latest merchandise from myself, Nate, and together obviously being the suspects.
Yep.
And the YouTube channel is coming soon, hopefully, for the video diaries once my laptop is fixed for editing.
Yep.
But yeah, that's about it.
Okay, then. I think we'll wrap it up from there.
Brilliant.
So, I am Oliver Newman, author of Fans Perspective 2016, What a Year to Be a Fan of WWE, and A Fan's Perspective, One Man's Exploration of British Wrestling, both available on paperback and Kindle via Amazon now. And I'm a proud member here at Broken But Glorious Wrestling Podcast. And he has been Corey Johnson.
Yeah.
Exactly. And, that's good night from both of us.
Cheers, Ollie. Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye for now. Bye.
Bye-bye.